Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Night Shift. I'm your host, Delane Knight. I'm joined by my man, Ted Noble. Ted, what's going on?
What's up, D-Knight?
Man, I'm good. You know, hey, the other day I was reading a quote, and that quote said, "We are not given a good life or a bad life. We are given life. And it's up to us to make it good or bad." You know, this week I've been doing a lot of searching, a lot of thinking, and, you know, Ted is one of my good buddies. So glad to have him on the show. A lot of times we sit down and we just talk about, you know, a lot of the things that, people are going through and things that are just going on in the world. And so, you know, I'm so excited to get the Night Shift back up and going. And, Ted, I hope you're excited, man, to be a part of it.
Hey, delighted. Dude, just like I was telling you earlier, I felt like a kid on Christmas Eve yesterday. Hey, but you know, first of all, Delaney, I want to say thanks to you, man, for this opportunity to sit down and chop it up with you and throw ideas back and forth and try to get people to wake up and, you know, just to be free thinkers, critical thinkers, and to understand why things are happening, you know, and to be able to change things if they ain't going like they want them to go.
Absolutely, my man. You know, we talk about that all the time, and really, you know, when you talk about, you know, the universe unfolds as it shall, I believe is what you say, you know?
That is correct. No doubt the universe will unfold as it should.
So, you know, I know a lot of people are, you know, just looking around and they're seeing so much going on. They have no idea sometimes where to turn. And, you know, hopefully we can provide them through the show, you know, some options on how to get out of stressful situations, on options on how to get out of, you know, just situations that may be causing them a lot of hurt, you know, whether it be emotional or physical. You know, we want to try to help them get on to a better life. And, you know, through this show, I think definitely we're going to be able to do it, my man.
Hey, most definitely. And, you know, you got to create or build a foundation in order to build a solid, a good building. And one of the foundations, you know, God gave us something that he didn't give any of his creation, and that was the ability to think and to reason. And a lot of folks take this gift for granted. We get in the we're too easily programmed by the sensuality or the sense input from our five senses that create our reality for us. You know, I read someplace and somebody was telling me, you know, there are four levels of competence. The very first one is called unconscious incompetent. I don't know, and I don't know that I don't know. And the level that you have to get to is the level of conscious incompetence. Now I know that I don't know. And when you get to that level, you got another decision to make. Do you want to remain there and fall back to that unconscious incompetence, or do you want to move higher to the level of conscious, capability? Conscious, being able to do things consciously. And then the highest place is that level of unconscious competence. That means you are a virtuous person. You know, Lao Tzu said that a good man doesn't know he's good. You know, and that's
right.
What people have got to get to, where they are virtuous just naturally, just from day to day, being kind to other people.
Well, absolutely, man. You know, and so, you know, just on that, you know, let me ask you what you think about this, because, you know, one of the things that really bothers me, man, is when I see people who, you know, are constantly talking, they're constantly talking about doing better. But the one thing that they really fail to do is to make those changes that are necessary to get better. Do you think that people at the end of the day, do you really feel like they're content with where they are, even though they will talk about wanting to move on to something better? Do you think they're really content at the end of the day?
They have to be. And the content comes from being comfortable where you are. You know, people are comfortable where they are. We're comfortable because, you know, we don't have fears. Fears create uncomfort. And fear can have one or two effects on you. It's going to cause you to fall back, or it's going to cause you to move forward. One of the two. That's the only way you can go with fear. And when
but
you
it's
going to
move your action, right? But it's going to move your action.
That's right. You know, it's just like, let's go to Africa, okay? Say you're on a dirt road in Africa, okay? You come up on a lion in the middle of the road. Okay, you got a choice here. You can run from that fear, or you can stand there and stare the fear down, one of the two. If you run from it, then the lion will do what he know to do. The fear is going to track you down and eat you up. But if you face the fear, you got a chance to survive. You got a chance to move on.
That's right, absolutely. And I would agree that 100%. A lot of times, people just don't want to face that fear. And while they're saying that they want something better out of life, they really don't. They're really fine with where they are. And, you know, I think, you know, we got something coming up here tomorrow. Of course, Trump is going to be inaugurated tomorrow. And for a lot of people, it's putting them in a place where they're extremely uncomfortable. And, you know, I always look for the good in everything, right? And I would say that, you know, the election of Trump for a lot of people is going to be a wake-up call, simply because of the fact that it's going to make them extremely uncomfortable. And so maybe being uncomfortable, it will make them make some of the changes that they should have made many, many years ago. So I'm really excited, you know, for the change in leadership, simply because I know it's going to make some people uncomfortable. I know many times I've had to, you know, take myself out of a situation that I was in and make myself uncomfortable in order to get, you know, all of that potential out of me. I'll never forget when I moved to Los Angeles, California, and I was working for Verizon Wireless, and, you know, I had my little steady salary, and I was good to go. But when I moved from Memphis to Los Angeles, all of a sudden that little paycheck that I was getting was no longer enough for me to pay the bills and live the lifestyle that I wanted to live in L.A., So I ended up being approached by another company who offered me another opportunity. And when they offered me this opportunity, it didn't come with that large salary that I was used to. They said, look, brother, we're going to give you pennies to come over here and work. But what we're going to give you is the potential to make a lot more than you were making if you are willing to make a few sacrifices and make some changes. I said, well, brother, I can't do it right now. So I need to take that chance, man. I took that chance, and it was an absolute blessing for me, man. I was able to turn it around. I was able to do some fantastic things. So do you think that, you know, the change in leadership is going to bring that out of some people?
You know, you mentioned a word in there that caught my attention. You said potential. You know, people are not aware of their potential. There's a poem that says, it's not our darkness that we fear most, it's our light. You know, we are divine creatures. We are emanations of the Most High, the Almighty. God chose to express himself in this day and this time as you, whoever you are. You look in the mirror, you're looking at God because you are his expression. It's just like a drop of ocean water. You can take a drop of ocean water and put it in a cup. What you got in that cup? You got the ocean. It has all the attributes of the ocean. If I analyze that drop of water and I analyze the ocean, I'm going to get the same list of elements and compounds. It's the same thing. People are afraid to realize their potential. And their potential is that we are all divine.
Absolutely. You know, I was reading a quote, too, and it said, you know, the obsession with instant gratification blinds us from our long-term potential. You think a lot of these young cats out here, too, man, you think that they're kind of blinded, you know, by that instant gratification to look at their long-term potential?
Well, you know, that's true, Delaney. And, you know, a lot of the things that we're talking about, there are other things that feed into it. You know, we're talking about the tree, the roots, you know, where that tree came from. You know, instant gratification is how this generation is raising their children. You know, they got to, when they ask their mom or their daddy for a pair of Jordans, as soon as they go on the market, hey, the Foot Locker or men's footwear or whatever, when they come out with them new Jordans, dude, folks be camped out overnight to get in there to get a pair of sneakers. You don't see nobody camped out at the bookstore trying to get a new release of a book coming out. That ain't about to happen. PlayStations. If you ain't got the latest PlayStation, hey, you ain't nobody. You know, it's all about I got to have it right now. And the reason is because of our culture and our society. That is the mindset. We are a culture of consumers. There's nobody wants to get out there and do anything to create new ways to do things that are going to clean up the air, save fuel, none of that. Everybody wants something and they want it right now. That is our culture. That's how we're programmed to act in it.
Very true, very true. Hey, if you want to join the conversation, you guys are welcome to give us a call at 323-927-2988. Again, that phone number is going to be 323-927-2988. I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, as we get the show started back up, like I said, once again, and don't worry, if you guys out there, you're looking for QQ, will be joining us. He was a little bit busy tonight, but he will continue to co-host with us. So, you know, definitely I'm looking forward to Q joining us again. But, you know, as we continue on with our conversation, it's just, you know, so many people, they just don't reach their full potential. They seem to be content with where they are, and that's just something I want to consistently address. I know people who, you know, without a doubt, they could use a part-time job. A part-time job will be life-changing to them. But they right now, they're just set in. They go to work, and they come home, and they rest, not understanding that, you know, even though it might be a little bit more strain on their body to go out there and, you know, do a part-time job a couple of days a week, you know, in order to really get ahead, you know, the emotional gains that you would get from the confidence of saying, man, I'm doing this, from the confidence that you're going to gain by, you know, going out doing something that's really challenging you, being able to pay off those bills that you've been trying to pay off for years, you know, all of a sudden, you've got the resources to do it with. Now life starts to really kind of take a different turn. I tell people all the time, I lived in Los Angeles, California for almost 13 years. And while I was out in L.A., I'll never forget one time me and my wife were living in a two-bedroom townhouse. And, you know, it got kind of small for us. The family had grown. And we needed to move into a three-bedroom apartment. And so I promise, we didn't move more than 100 yards. But my outlook on life completely changed, going from that two-bedroom to that three-bedroom. And we didn't move an entire block. So it's just the fact that when you start doing little things, when you start making little changes, it can make a big difference.
That's for sure. You know, and you know, I have somewhat a different twist on, and there's neither wrong nor right. It's just difference. I've got this saying: do nothing and accomplish everything. You know, an educated person adds something to their knowledge base every day. A wise person deletes something every day. Sound like an oxymoron.
I got you.
And you know, at this point, you know, and everybody is at a different point on the path. You know, where you are now, you know, I have been there. You know, and as you progress, you will start to understand the concept, just like take nature, for example. It can come one hell of a thunderstorm, lightning, wind blowing, rain pelting, but that storm's going to end. And if you pay attention, when that storm ends, it's quiet. It's peaceful. Nature is a flowing in and out. It's just like breathing. Springtime comes, everything buds. Fall, everything goes back in. And we think it's dying, but it's not dying. It's just in repose. It's changing form. You know, the first law of thermodynamics states that energy is neither created nor destroyed. What are we, Delaney? What is everything that we see? What is it composed of?
I would say it's all composed of life.
It's energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. So if energy is neither created nor destroyed, then what's going on? It is merely changing form. Changing forms. And that's what we are. We're like that caterpillar that's eventually going to crystallize into a chrysalis. And then one day break out of those constraints, which is what we're doing now, trying to get folks to break out of this constraint, out of this cocoon, and we're going to spread our wings and fly. Hey, it's a beautiful thing. When you know, the Bible says, "For the things of nature testify of me." We don't spend enough time in the quiet, in nature, you know, just observing, you know, the things. You know, everything is perfectly what it is. A rock is a rock. I don't care where you put it, it's a rock. And it's going to act like
that's
a rock.
Right.
A dog is going to be a dog. I don't care where you put him, he's going to be a dog, and he's going to act like a dog. We're the only creation that acts like something other than what we are. You know, everybody is wearing faces and playing a part in this play. You know, that guy that goes to work in the morning shows up in his shirt and tie. That ain't the same guy that gets home and takes that shirt and tie off, put his feet up, and grab that cold beer. You know, and that may be where he's at. You know?
That's right. That's amazing, man.
People need to be authentic. You know, be what you are. It is what it is, and it's going to do what it do. You know, I posted a story this morning on my Facebook page. And it was a story that I used to tell my kids all the time because they'd come running up to me, "Daddy, tell us the story about the snake and the rabbit." Story going like this. It was a cold fall morning. The bunny rabbit was hopping down the tracks. When he was hopping down the tracks, he stopped and looked to the side, and up on the side of the railroad tracks down this hill was a snake in a burrow. Snake looked at the rabbit. Rabbit looked at the snake. Snake said, "Mr. Rabbit, why don't you come on up and hit my burrow with me and get warm?" Rabbit said, "No, sir." Mr. Snake said, "If I come up there, you're going to eat me up." He said, "No, I won't. I promise I won't eat you up." So he finally convinced the little bunny rabbit to come up in the burrow. So the little rabbit got up in the burrow. Snake coiled all around him. You know, they got all cozy and warm. Snake came around in front of him and looked at him in the eye. He says, "Now I'm going to eat you." Bunny rabbit said, "Mr. Snake, you promised us that you wasn't going to eat me." He said, "Well, Mr. Bunny, you knew when you came up in here I was a snake."
Wow. I know that's right. I know that's right.
And
I know
people
that's
fail
right.
to realize it's a snake.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And sometimes we see people and we recognize them as what they are, and we choose to get bit, right? And we choose to get bit. Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Well, hey, everybody, you know, we like to thank, you know, all the people who have always supported our show, and definitely we like to, you know, try to do some advertising for, you know, all the great businesses that are out there that show the social support. So if you guys hold on for just a second, we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with you.
Oh, no. You're running out of time, and you need your print job done, and you need it done right. Ah, what's next? It's simple. Send it to JoJo Monster Graphics in Venice. They'll get it done fast and right the first time. Call JoJo Monster Graphics at 310-584-1212 to schedule an appointment. That number again is 310-584-1212. And always remember, if it's on paper, we can do it.
We were getting it in there. Did you see me? I was dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
But girl, I am starving, and there ain't nothing open but the same old stuff in L.A. Half of it's nasty, and the rest, well, we just won't go there.
But the serving spoon is still cracking after dark, right?
Yes, every Friday and Saturday night, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Oh, and don't forget the normal hours, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 3 p.m., except on Sundays from 9 until 5.
So you know what we're about to do, right?
What?
Get on over to the serving spoon. They're serving up everything, the catfish, the pancakes, those waffles, spoons, potatoes, and the best grits I've ever had. Chicken wings and all types of sausages. Open for the late night crowd every Friday and Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Serving up the best breakfast around for over 30 years. 1403 Sentinel Avenue is rocking, girl, here at Inglewood. 310-412-3927. The Serving Spoon. There's no better breakfast. It's always been love at first bite.
Follow The Serving Spoon on Twitter and Facebook, or check them out at theservingspoon.net and see The Serving Spoon's great review.
All right, and we're back. So, you know, as we jumped into 2017 so fast, and I don't know if you guys looked around or not yet, but it's already January 19th. So January is already almost gone. So what are you doing different this year? All right. I'm the type of person, I really don't do the New Year's thing. I do, however, use New Year's as an opportunity to really look in depth at what I've done, you know, the previous year. If I need to make a change, though, whenever it is, I'm just going to go ahead and make that change. I hope that everybody out there is doing whatever you can do to create the life that you want. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we really just all want to be in a position where we can, you know, travel the way we want to travel, or, you know, work, you know, in a situation where it's almost not like work. We're just doing what we do, and we're getting the opportunity to meet people and, you know, create lasting relationships that are going to be, you know, mutually beneficial. So I hope that everybody, you know, has really embraced 2017, you know, as a year where, you know, you're going to just, you know, create that life that you want, because that's what I'm all about. You know, Ted, we talk a lot about, you know, just the things that happen on a daily basis, man. And I really like for you to kind of share a little bit about, you know, just, you know, that kind of philosophy of, you know, life will unfold, you know, as it shall. You know,
yeah.
I think people can gain a lot from that.
Yeah, and you know, my method for doing this, you know, it's just what I just said. It's my method. You know, the goal is the same for everybody. Just like there's only one mountaintop, but there are many paths that lead to that mountaintop. You know, I'm going to give you an example of my day. I don't have alarm. Well, I got alarm clocks because everybody's cell phone got alarm clocks on them. So I do own a cell phone alarm clock. But I don't operate by a clock. You know, I got this thing about watches. I like to collect watches, but I'm not tied to time. I'm never late for meetings. Things happen at the time that they should, and I'm content with that. I get up in the morning, and the first thing out of my mouth when I return to this reality is thank you. You know, the man who is always content and grateful will never need anything. So I wake up, and the first thing I do is I have my time where I just, it's called meditation. I was trying to find another word, but I ain't gonna pretty it. I'm gonna call it what it is. It's just meditation. I just sit,
right,
and I just go inside. Okay, I do that for about half an hour, 45 minutes. Sometimes I hang around, and before I know it, an hour and a half, 2 hours are gone. But when I finish doing that, I go to the office. And, you know, if you go into a job, if you're working for somebody for some coins and you hate going to the place, then that's an indication you need to find something else to do. I enjoy what I do. I don't call it a job. It's an activity, and I enjoy it. And I go and I do what I need to do every morning. It takes me about an hour and a half of sitting at my desk at my computer to do what I need to get my day started. And then Delaney will attest to this. I wind up at my favorite watering hole. Hey,
right.
I don't know. Can I play
right.
a commercial for them?
That's right. Exactly.
Delaney.
Exactly. They need to pay us for that.
I arrive at Starbucks, and usually I've got a few friends, and I got some really close partners that I talk to all the time. Delaney's one of them, and a couple other guys. And we just sit there, man. We talk about life, and you would be surprised as to how this relationship and these interactions cause me to think deeper and differently about things that I have come to a conclusion were the way they were when I found out that it's not like that. And, you know, you've got to be your mind is like a parachute. It only works if it's open. We got closed
right.
mind.
Absolutely.
Too many people have got closed mind. They've got judgments. They've made decisions. They grasp truth and say that's truth and there's nothing else outside of this truth. That's called bigotry. That's called ignorance.
Right.
You know, and you know, I am 67 years old, and I have my physical every year. And the doctor tells me every year, he says, "How is it that you, being a black man, you don't have diabetes, you ain't got high blood pressure?" So what's up? And I tell him the same thing every year. I tell him, I don't worry about nothing because I know that all things are going to work out for my good. If something happens in your life that you consider to be bad, then wake up and pay attention because it's just trying to correct you. You're going the wrong way, and it's trying to tell you go the other way. Stop. You know, you've got to be the first thing to changing your life is to realize that you need to change your life. People walk around
right.
in insanity
right.
all the time, doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Going to the same job every week, getting the same paycheck every Friday, and doing the same thing just over and over. It's crazy to me, man. It's just totally crazy.
It is. It is, and it's same with me, you know, and I often wonder because a lot of those same people, they will come to you and try to talk to you about the issues that they're having. Well, you know, I try to let them know immediately. First of all, you know, a lot of the stuff that you're going through, it's not like I haven't gone through it. And it's not like it wasn't tough for me to get out of it, but my desire to get out of it was far greater than my desire to stay in it.
And,
so,
and there's the difference between you and them, Delaney. See, they were just telling you that just to hear themselves talk. They wasn't looking for no solutions.
Absolutely. And that is, there are a lot of people out here like that. You know, they will ask questions, and a week later or 2 weeks later or 2 months later, they want to know the solution to the same problem that they've been having. And I'm like, well, what's changed since the last time we talked? And nothing has changed. Right? So if nothing has changed, then I'm confused as to how you're surprised that you're still in the same situation that you've been in. So, you know, it's no easier for me to make the changes that I've made in order to do the things that I want to do. You know, but hey, I'm telling you, it was tough. You know, I mean, I can tell you the other day I was driving down the street and I was approaching the Krispy Kreme donuts. All right? I wanted to turn in. It had the light on. Right? My navigation kicked in. My navigation kicked in and said, you're supposed to go in there. You're supposed to turn right here, and you're supposed to go in there. I have yet to figure out how my navigation can navigate me directly through the Krispy Kreme drive-thru. I'm still trying to figure that out. But the point is that, you know, I have been determined that I'm going to, you know, make some physical changes. So in order for me to make those physical changes, I've had to cut out some things, you know. But my desire to have, you know, the shape that I want, you know, that's where discipline comes in, right? You know, I've got to, you know, turn down, you know, what I want now for what I want more. You know, yeah, I want that Krispy Kreme donut right now. But I want my body to be in the shape that I want it to be in more. And I don't think we ever have that. I don't think we ever have that, or we rarely have that, what do I want more conversation with ourselves.
You know, it's like I am content at where I am, but I'm not satisfied. And that sounds like a contradiction there, but understand where I'm coming from. I'm content and grateful for everything that's in my life right now, but I'm not satisfied. The reason I'm not satisfied is because I know that I can be better than I am now. I have not reached my full potential, and I know that every day, the universe is going to bring into my experience something that's going to cause me to grow. And because I wake up expecting and knowing the universe to grow me more this day, dude, I listen to everybody. You know, there's a poem, it's called Desiderata. It says, listen to even the dull and ignorant, for they too have a story. And Delaney, you know me. I will listen to anybody, you know, and it's a process. You know, you got to be an eternal student. I am a student. I want to learn. I want to know. I want to be better. But people are so tied to objects and things that they neglect the most important thing. That most important thing is your soul. You know, you need to have your soul in a place of peace and quiet and contentment and be grateful. Be grateful for what's going on in your life.
That's right. And look at everything as a lesson, but at the same time be willing to learn from that lesson. And I don't think that a lot of people are you know, willing to learn from that lesson, but we want to encourage you to absolutely be willing to learn from that lesson, to be willing to make the changes that you need to make in order to get on to a better life or to get on to create that life that you want to create. We talk about sharing, you know, that lifelong learning thing. It's kind of a touchy subject with me because, you know, when we talk about lifelong learning, you know, there's something that we absolutely need to clear up as it relates to that. I've been fortunate enough to have people like you in my life, people, you know, like other partners that I have that are older than I am, have experiences that they're able to share with me, all right? I look forward to the sharing of that information because what it does is it tells me, it validates what I'm already feeling. Okay, if I keep going down this path, the universe is going to unfold as it should. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm faced with the fact, I'm faced with a choice at that point. All right, is that what I want to happen? And if it's not, I got to make a change. And so, you know, I say that to say that if you are out here and you're a young man or a young woman and you don't have older friends that you're talking to about the problems that you face, if you don't have older friends that are in the place where you're trying to get to, that you're able to ask about situations that you're going through, then you're missing out. A lot of times we go to talking to friends, you know, who are the same age as we are, and a lot of times they don't even have the experiences that we have. But yet we're confiding in them and we're trying to get them to rationalize our situation or to give us advice, and it's the worst possible place you could go for advice. So I'm encouraging you guys. I'm really encouraging you guys to really listen to some of the things that we talk about on the show, because, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, when Ted and I first talked about, you know, kind of, you know, bringing the show back and him coming on, the one thing that I really got excited about was that he would be able to, Ted, you would be able to share with the audience all the things that you share with me, because a lot of times, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm holding on. I'm getting some information that nobody else is getting, and therefore I'm being put at an advantage, and I'm dealing with people, and they don't understand where I'm coming from. They don't understand why, you know, I deal with things in a certain way. It's because I've been given wisdom from people who have it to give. So I really encourage you guys to really listen and really think about some of the things that you're doing, because we all need guidance. I don't care who you are. We all need guidance. And the second thing, you know, is we got to read. You know, do you think, Ted, do you think that reading is one of the important things that people need to be doing?
Reading is fundamental.
That's right.
And, you know, and Delaney, you know, you are one of a few people who, when I first met you, I just had this affinity towards, you know, your demeanor, your personality, you know, the intelligence with which you responded to. Because I know when I first met you, I said some crazy things that made you go, well, Lord, what the hell is he talking about? You know, but you are the prime example, man, of what everybody or where everybody should be in their thought processes about achieving their potential, working towards their potential. You know, you was talking about reading. There is a whole ignorance in the 21st century is a choice. You know,
Absolutely. There
is stuff out there. And give you an example when we talk about reading. When we talk about history, we've got books, and I'm not going to be specific here. Maybe we'll get into this on another show. But we've got a written history of a culture, of an existence from time A to time B, all in books. Now, there is a saying that adds credence to what I'm about to say now. And I think it was about the Ten Commandments. It said the Ten Commandments are so potent because they were written in stone. Well, there is stuff that's written in stone that's been around for over 10,000 years. And a lot of this stuff that's written in stone, I'm not going to say contradicts, but I'm going to say clarifies a lot of the things that we've taken or know to be facts and truths today, and puts them in a new perspective, a different perspective, the original perspective, the way that they should be looked at today. But because of this other stuff, these other influences, our history has been altered. And reading is a way to circumvent or put an end to the lie that has been perpetrated on all humanity on this planet. It's out there. It's in a book. You know, there's a statement. This is an old statement I heard years ago. It says, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. I spoke to a group of young people today, and I told them that exact thing.
Hey, the truth is all around us, dude, in all the writings and everything. You know, it is there. You just got to get it.
It is.
I'm gonna tell you something else, Delaney, that I've heard, and I've heard this numerous times from young people. I would ask them a question, and I would say, think about it. And they would say, no, I don't want to think. It hurts to think. You ever heard that?
Oh, man, I can look at them and tell, because sometimes when you say it, they get this, it's almost this thing that comes over them like, don't you do that. You know, like, don't you go into a, don't you think about something that could cause you to maybe become smart. And what they don't realize is there is such a separation. There is such a vast separation between the kids out here that are reading, the adults out here that are reading, and the ones that don't. I mean, it is amazing to me just how we think that we don't need to put forth any effort to exercise this brain of ours. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, when I pick up a book and start reading it, you know, a lot of times I don't want to put it down. Because of the fact that it's made me think about something that I've been thinking about for years in a different way. And I love that because now I'm challenged on something. And I tell you, you know, I'm blessed. I'm really, really blessed to have, several really good friends. Whether we agree on politics or anything else, we can always have a conversation about it. And at the end of that conversation, nothing has changed about our relationship. And that tells me a lot about where I am and a lot about where they are, too. Because, you know, a lot of people, you can't have a political conversation or religious conversation or anything else with them without it forever changing the dynamic of your relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And with these guys, you know, I can have these conversations with them. They can educate me. I can educate them. They can provide me with a different perspective. I can provide them with a different perspective. But at the end of the day, we still boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. I mean, even though I might, you know, we might, you know, go back and forth about whatever the topic is, hey, man, can we sit down and have some lemon pepper hot wings here once in a while? You know, I mean, it is what it is, you know. So I love that about, you know, a lot of the friends that I've been blessed to have is that, you know, we can have some of those, you know, more intense conversations without being concerned about, oh, well, you know, he ain't going to be my friend no more. You know, and that's just really, you know, that's really something I'm very, very thankful for.
Hey, you know, to add on to what you were saying there, you know, you've heard the term fan, and the term in the sports arena, fan is short for fanatic, and you know the definition of a fanatic, somebody that is foolishly attached to some event or some other outcome of the event. There are too many fanatics out here, man. You know, you got people that. I must confess, I spend more time than I should on Facebook, and I don't really have conversations or a lot of comments. What I use it for me, it's like entertainment. You know, I go on there and I read the comments that people make about certain things. You know, and the comments, not only do the comments entertain me, they give me an idea of what's going on in this person's head that made this comment. You know, because certain things you can say, man, right away will tell me what's going on upstairs, you know.
That's right.
I was trying to think of an example here that didn't have a religious connotation, but I couldn't find one.
Well, right now the whole thing that's really kind of, you know, bringing people out of their shells, of course, is the political conversation, right? You know, people are just, you know, people, you know, Donald Trump has won the election, and now everybody trying to check into the closest nursing home, you know? I'm just trying to figure out when it got that serious, you know? I posted something on my Facebook page a while back, you know, which I really thought, you know, to me, when I thought about it, you know, it really was the truth, all right? Whether you liked President Obama or whether you didn't like President Obama, he did it without you. Whether you like President or President-elect Trump or whether you didn't like President-elect Trump, he did it without you. But if you will stay focused on you, you can do it without them. And that's where my heart is. I refuse to give another man, any man, flesh here, you know, the authority to be able to rule over me like that from a mental aspect. Like, I just refuse to do it. So I'm going to make it happen, all right? I really need people to understand that it's more about us than it is about somebody else.
Hey, dude, the system has created a diversion that is epic. You know, Trump and Obama are merely diversions. You know, the company has owners. The owners have bosses that run the company. Obama and Trump are merely bosses. We had a boss, now we got a new boss. It's the same company. It's the same policies.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I see people out here getting all bent out of shape, you know, over, you know, just the silliest thing. This is what I can't understand, and this for the life of me, I can't. How you gonna get mad at somebody for exercising their right to vote for the person that they want to vote for? Let me put
this in context. We'll go back a few years. We're gonna go back to the times of slavery. We got this big plantation. Okay? So old massa on the plantation, we the slaves doing old massa's work. Well, old massa sell the plantation and we get a new master. We still slaves, dude. We got a new master, but we still slaves. We were slaves under old massa. Now we got a new master, and we still slaves.
And you know what? That's a fantastic point. And I tell people all the time, you know, whether you have physical shackles or mental shackles, they still shackles all the same.
Mental shackles are even worse than the physical shackles, dude. Mental shackles give you the sense of freedom.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, you know, I really hope that some people can really just get back to being focused on self than being so worried about what's going on externally. They can really look on the inside and say, man, you know what, regardless of who the referees are, I still got to play the game. I mean, regardless, I still got to play the game.
So what I got to do, I just got to find out how he called the game and adjust my game plan.
That's it. Hey, check this out. Yeah, have you ever, when you was in school, you ever did that three-dimensional drawing of a square? You know how you draw the cube?
Right, right.
Okay. Did you ever play with the perspectives on that? Like you could look at it one way and this side would be the top, and you look at it another way and the bottom would be the top. You know, we just need to change our perspective on how we look at things. It's just like happiness. You know, you can't buy happiness. Can't nobody make you happy. Happiness is something that comes from within you. It is a choice. I choose to be happy. I got a little sticker on my mirror up there, and I can't tell y'all exactly what it says, but I'm going to give you a little idea. It says, and I see this every morning when I'm looking at myself in the mirror. It says, no one and nothing will screw this day up for me. I'm going to be happy, period.
That's right, and it's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. I made a similar decision around 11 years ago. I was reading a book called Attitude is Everything. And if you haven't read it, for those of you out there listening, you should absolutely go out there and pick it up. It's called Attitude is Everything by a guy by the name of Keith Harrell, in which he pointed out to me that attitude was a choice. And he challenged me basically for the next 21 days to have a positive attitude and do the things that I need to do to maintain that positive attitude. And I'm telling you, I don't let people mess my day up. My kids always laugh. Hey, Dad, how was your day? My day was fantastic. How was yours? You know? And so we gotta kind of push that agenda, especially in 2017, where people are, you know, to me, I see more hopelessness than I've ever seen. It's just like people just can't seem to figure out their way. And, you know, definitely we want to try to help you to, you know, get to where you're going, because you can 100% achieve whatever it is you set out to achieve. So all right, what else you got for him? You got anything else for him, Ted?
Dude, you know, you got, like I said earlier in the show, you know, you got to create a foundation. And I hope that's what we'll be able to do in this show in the next few podcast, but the foundation is to understand yourself. You know, you said it earlier. You know, people have got, if you want to change the world, a surefire way of doing it is to change yourself. You know, because our world, it just thinking. You know, what is thinking? Thinking is a process by which we create our reality, our external world, you know, and thinking is based upon the tool of thinking is thoughts. And one of the tools that mankind has created is for our awareness, our becoming, is religion. Religion in and of itself serves a purpose. And religion is comprised of four components. The first one is culture. You know, you look at all the cultures on the planet, and every culture has some form of religion or God worship. Out of the culture comes a mythology. And the mythology is the amorphization of the God figure, saying God hates, God loves, God points, God has fingers. That's putting human attributes on the divine. Okay, you take that mythology and you create rituals, and the rituals are to cement those concepts that your culture and your mythology has told you that these gods do for you. And the final outcome of this process is called mysticism. And this is what's missing from most world religions today, the mystical aspect of it. The mystical aspect of it says that I am God. I'm on my way back to God. I am that being. God has given me control over this creation. It says, for we are created in his image. What is his image? His image is a creator. God is a creator. We were put here to create, to be the best whoever we are on the planet. And the only way you can do that is to wake up and to realize your divinity. Thinking, just like reading, is fundamental. If you read with no comprehension,
that's right.
What?
So we definitely want to encourage everybody out there to really go into that critical thinking mode. And I'll tell you, you know, it's something, it's an acquired taste. I talk to students all the time about just the fact that, you know, they've got to start to enjoy reading. They've got to start to enjoy trying to gain knowledge, because if you don't ever read for yourself, then you end up having to take other people's account of the story without being able to get your own account. I don't think it's too much trouble for you to pick up a book and start to become a resource for your friends. And, you know, I think, Ted, you're going to be a fantastic resource for the people out here. I want to motivate you guys as much as possible to start your businesses, to, you know, go on that vacation that you've been wanting to go on, to travel the country if that's what you've been wanting to do, you know, to really just become that person that you want to become. So I'm looking forward to all the episodes to come. I want you guys to stay tuned. Keep it right here. Keep this podcast locked in, because, you know, we're going to be working on this show, definitely from month to month. And if we could do more shows than that, we're going to do more shows than that. This time we are going to be kind of taking it to another level, where we are going to be bringing on just some partners who can kind of help us get the message out to more people. That's one of the things that I definitely desire to do, is to, you know, get that message out to people, because I think that especially as it relates to the young men, we need more mentors. But we need mentors who have experiences that we can all learn from. So, you know, as you guys listen, as you guys, you know, think about the things that you want to do, I want you to understand that, you know what, you're not alone in, you know, being at whatever stage of life you're in. There are a bunch of people out there that are facing the same exact struggles, the same exact obstacles, the same exact tough decisions. You know, I just want to encourage you to be able to make those tough decisions, man, to get on to the life that you want. So with that said, I just want to thank you guys for listening. And it has been a fantastic show. And we really, really appreciate you. We really appreciate you. So we look forward to having you guys tune in next time. And like I said, you've been tuned in to the Night Shift.